Ask the AD, Kurt Apsey is joining us here at Studio Darren Collagen for Prater. It's a case and Praterless edition of Idaho Sports Talk. Now that we've got Collagen here, who's already one of the better former athletes, Kurt, you have to admit, a guy who did stand up, put his money, I don't even know where his mouth was, but he put his money out there as a pro athlete and was the weight room, right, College?
Yeah. Yeah, we put a little bit of money in the weight room.
Put a little money in the weight room. I know one of these days always.
He did more than that. Him and his wife were very generous, actually probably saved the weight room that he used to work out in because we were building the football weight room, and it was just an awesome addition. Got new equipment and got some new graphics up there, and our athletes certainly appreciate that. And no, DC's a good Bronco, and he's I think appreciated his time at Boise State, and he stepped up, and that was very much appreciated.
So we get asked about these capital campaigns, and people always want to know about expanding the stadium and all that. But you have a lot of other smaller projects, so you have other things that you're doing and other initiatives per se. But to me, I've seen basketball, I've seen the football practice facility, I've seen the suites, the football facility itself. I mean, where is the initiative? Where is the capital campaign, and what are the BAA guys really, you know, the next frontier?
Yeah. Well, the capital campaign really is a part of our strategic plan that's being put together right now, you know, for the next 5 or 10 years. I'm hoping that we can get that out either later this spring or early in the summertime. But current projects that we have going on, you know, as you guys may or may not know, our volleyball program was 23-7 this year, and Coach Garris just did an amazing job. And I think everything that they have going from, you know, salaries, recruiting monies, operating budget, scholarship money, academic support, all those things are in place. But when you walk into Bronco Gym, it doesn't scream 23-7 at you. It looks like it did, you know, many years ago. And so we've been able to go out into the community and raise some money. We're going to make some changes in there, put a new court in there for him, change the sound system, put some graphics up so that when he has his recruits on campus, I want that to be the first place he takes them, not the last. And right now that's the case. And so we've been able to raise some dough. We're going to start working on that this spring and have it ready for fall. We're looking at doing some improvements in the basketball facility for Gordy and Leon. We haven't officially or, I guess, aggressively gone out and raised that money yet because we're not exactly sure what we want to do. So that's not real public right now. We've been talking about the east side for a while. I'm sure you'll see that part in the strategic plan and what we want to do there. So
east side of Albertson Stadium.
Yeah, there's a number of things that are going to be on that list. And you know, it's going to total a lot of money, and that's certainly something that I've got to run by people on campus to make sure we're all comfortable with that, working with our advancement office. And more importantly than anything is, you know, it's not up to me to determine what that needs to be. I want our coaches telling me what they need to be successful. And I've met with all of them. They've given me a laundry list, and I basically just said, hey, guys and gals, tell me what you need to be successful. I don't care how long the list is. I don't care how much it costs. And then I want it in priority order. And, you know, it could be $10 million or $50 million. We're going to have to go find the money regardless of how much it is. But I want to make sure we're going out and raising the money that is going to be best used in the eyes of our coaches to make sure that we're doing what we got to do to be successful. So I'm almost the messenger. I'm obviously going to be very involved in our fundraising efforts as I always have been. But at the same time, this dream can't just be Kurt Apsey's. This has got to be everyone in our department having a stake in it and letting me know what they think as a head coach is that they need to be successful. And so we're continuously working on that. It changes all the time. But right now, those smaller projects are things that we're currently working on.
All right. Yeah. Kurt, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Kept you over a little overtime. I know Darren's going to be skedaddling too. What are you going to do, College?
I'm putting my application for co-AD.
Co-athletic director.
Exactly. Since there's so many co's at Boise State right now, I figure co-athletic director.
No need to apply. Here's the paper right here. Co-AD.
He wants me to help go out.
I got a list of things you can do, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. And I appreciate you letting me come a day later. And
thank you.
Always enjoy my time. So thanks for having me.